You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Hello, welcome to Lights Up. I am your host, Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from winter in Chicago. Yes, enough said. So for those who don't know me, I'm an author, a spiritual life coach, intuitive, light worker, channeler, medium, and passionate believer. I also am a Reiki practitioner, and I love energy. I also believe in angels. I love angels. Angels are my thing. Angels have protected me and guided me my entire life. So I have been on this journey of mine for probably my whole life, but I think really, really understanding and working on this about 10 years. And it started with my losing my job of 25 years, which I loved. Can I tell you how much I love this job? Did not see it coming. It was a reduction in force, and I was horrified by it. And it changed my life. You know, I thought I was defined by my job, and I couldn't imagine how my name had been on any list because, yeah, sorry, don't you know who I am? I'm Karen. You don't mean me. But anyway, I wrote my first book. Actually, the first line of my first book is, Karen, why don't you come with me and bring your purse? So, but the book is called, Are You Living Your Life or Surviving Your Past? And the point to it is about healing. So the reason that I'm in the where I am today, 10 years later, is because that losing my job started me on a path that I couldn't have even imagined what the universe had planned for me. So that's when I started really, you know, I knew that I always had abilities because I had been experiencing things my whole life, but losing my job allowed me to focus less on who I thought I was and really who I really am and who I wanted to be. Let's say it that way, who I wanted to be. And that is through healing. So everything is about clearing out the stuff that's holding you back, right? It's like something that is dimming your light, something that is in the way of your light. So once I started getting rid of those things, which is a process, I will tell you, and I'm still working on it, my light just grew brighter. And I'm here to, I've written 3 books about it, and I write the truth, and I'm very open, I'm very vulnerable, and I just say what I have to say because I believe that in sharing my truth, I can help somebody else. So as uncomfortable as some people may think my books are or my podcast, you know, I'm just going to tell you like it is. I'm going to tell you the truth of what I've been through so that you know you're not alone. I mean, for goodness sakes, we're all in this together. So thank you for tuning in. Maybe you're a spiritual person. Maybe you're a friend of mine. I love you guys for supporting me, my family. Or maybe you're just, you know, you stumbled onto me. So whatever reason, I'm very grateful. And obviously, we're all led to each other. But it doesn't matter how you were led here. If you're looking for change in your life and you want to learn how to activate the law of attraction, you're here, you've come to the right place. I'm here to help. I have been working, as I said, with purpose for the last 10 years. And little did I know that my entire life, everything was set up for this, this healing. Just didn't know it. So I'm a bridge. I am a storyteller. I share many true stories. Again, they're all true. I feel that that's the most relatable way to share my experiences is just tell the story and how it changed me and what I learned from it and how I experienced the co-creation of my own life. Okay, so I was blessed with this podcast, but it was not out of nowhere. It was divinely created at the right time. Who knew? I wasn't ready at the time, but it was forced upon me. Okay, force is not the right word, but it was gifted to me, and it was up to me to accept it if I wanted it at that time. It was a little unnerving at the beginning because I was like, wait a minute. And the universe is like, yeah, I know, but you asked for this. And I was like, I didn't know now. See, that's manifestation. You know, they say, be careful what you wish for. Yeah, be careful, because the universe will hand you something that you have always desired when the time is right. And it could be when you weren't expecting it, which a lot of times, that's the great part of manifestation. It's sometimes it's when you weren't expecting it. And a lot of times, more times than not, you get more than you asked for. Believe me, most of the time, I would say almost all the time, you get more than you even could have ever imagined. So that is co-creation at its best. So let's get started. All right. I have a great topic this week, chakras. Oh, I love chakras. I'm going to talk to you about chakras and colors today. So before we start, I want to thank you so much for your great response on energy. I did 2 shows on energy, part 1, part 2, and I love it. I want to continue to talk about energy, and I've been getting a lot of questions as well. And so I encourage you to play around with energy, and then let me know what happened. Go ahead and email me at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com, and I would love to hear it. That I encourage you to, again, play around with it. Play around with your thoughts and your words. If you heard last week's show, it's watch your words. But it does take time, and it does take practice. But once you change your thoughts and words, they become part of your belief system. So that's those affirmations that you always hear about that may seem corny, but I'm telling you, once you actually believe them, and they become a part of your system, you'll feel the shift and you'll see the shift in your life. I guarantee you. Give it up to the universe instead of trying to control the outcomes. That can and will change your life. Stop trying to control everything. Oh, I just love it so much. So there's something I want to share with you really quick before I touch on chakras today, because I think it's pretty amazing. And it's very timely as this just happened. So a couple of months ago, I received a message, and I get a lot of messages before I go to bed at night, but some very strong energy between 3 and 5 a.m. And I hear a lot of different things between 3 and 5 a.m. And so it was a couple of months ago. And I heard a male voice, which I think I have more male guides than anything. A male voice said to me, get your passport ready. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's COVID, but I'm sure I'm going somewhere May, June, July, like this summer. Yeah. Okay. So I woke up and I was like, okay, I heard it loud and clear. And I knew where my passport was. But when I went to look for it, it wasn't where I thought it was. So I was like, okay, don't panic. I just got a new passport. I got it. So I spent maybe 15 minutes looking for it and I found it. Okay. I was like, all right. So I'm probably going somewhere this summer, June, July, August. I got it. I was thinking June, July. I felt June, July. Being what's going on and with the COVID and everything, I was like, okay, I'll be ready. I'm ready. And then a couple of weeks ago, I was maybe a month ago, I was in my closet, my bedroom closet, and it's kind of a mess and everything gets thrown in there. And I was like, oh, here we are again. Got to clean out this closet. And my suitcase was in there. And I was like, oh, you are taking up room in my closet. What are you doing here? I'm not going anywhere until June or July. So I should just put you in the garage. But then a voice said to me, nope, leave it. Don't put it away. You're going to be using it sooner than you thought. And I thought, May? Am I going somewhere in May? Okay. So I'm like, fine, take up the room in my closet. So truth be told, 2 weeks ago, I've been working from home like everybody else. I have a wonderful job and I've been cooped up just like everybody else. I haven't been anywhere. I have a cousin who lives really close to me and I couldn't even visit her because of, you know, our concerns about her health. So it was a Friday night and it was, I'm recording this on Friday. So it was exactly 2 weeks ago tonight. And I'm a person who I do real well with self-soothing. Like I've learned, okay. I'm not saying I'm great at it, but I've learned, and especially this past year, I've really had to go within. I've had a couple of, you know, last year, 2020, I had a couple of breakdowns, you know, like everybody else going crazy, but I've been picking myself up. I wrote a book. I got this podcast. Like, I'm like, all right, I got this. But 2 weeks ago, on a Friday night, I had a breakdown, and I'll be honest with you, like, I actually screamed. Okay, I didn't scream that loud. The neighbors didn't come running, but I had a breakdown, and I just couldn't handle it anymore. So I said, please get me out of here. I just need to go somewhere. Get me on a plane. I don't know what I was saying. I was just knew I needed to get out of here. So I took a hot bath. I went to bed, woke up the next morning feeling better. But I kept saying to, of course, I pray, you know, God, universe, source, whatever, please get me on a plane. Please get me out of here. I need to get on a plane. Well, I knew I was going to be going somewhere, May, June, or July. So I was like, all right. So, but during those days following, I kept envisioning an airplane. I wasn't on the plane, but it was like almost like a map of the US. And it was like a plane, like a little plastic plane, you know, like you see in those movies. And it was like moving across the US. And I'm watching it from above. And I'm like, where am I going? Is that me? That's me on a plane. Where's the plane going? And it was going west. Now I live in Chicago, so west is pretty much almost everywhere. And I was like, okay, where am I going? And it was going towards the West Coast. And I thought, am I going to California? I can't be going to California. Disney is closed. Because anytime I go to California, I go to Disney and with my friend Kathleen and her family to Disneyland. So I'm like, ugh. But as it was going towards California, it was going a little south. And I was like, all right, I don't know where I'm going, but am I going somewhere? And I kept getting these, like it was happening soon. Like watch your, do some exercise. I don't know. I was like, where am I going? It's only February. You know I'm going somewhere, May, June, or July. Anyway. So just a few days ago, I got a phone call from my sister-in-law. And she said, I was like, why is she calling me? Like, I just talked to her and usually we text, like she's calling me. So, something happened. And I said, hey, and she's like, hi. She goes, what are you doing? I said, well, whatever. And she said, are you sitting down? I go, yeah. She said, do you want to go to Cabo with me next week? Do you want to go to Cabo with me next week? I said, wait, what? And she proceeded to tell me that she was going to Cabo with a friend of hers, and her friend backed out and wanted to know if I wanted to go with her. I said, wait, when? She said, Monday. I go, wait, when? She goes, Monday, the 22nd of February. Anyway, I'm going to Cabo. So I said, oh my God. And she goes, you do have a passport, right? And I was like, oh my God, that is everything that I had asked for. Okay, so that is manifestation. You see, I didn't control the outcome. I didn't call a travel agent. I didn't call my sister-in-law and say, I need to get out of here. Can we go somewhere? I just gave it to the universe. And so my sister-in-law is very connected with God. She's just such a wonderful person. And she said to me, and I was crying and thanking her. And she said, well, God spoke to me. And I said, well, thank you for listening, because that's how it goes. You see, I didn't know what I was doing. I just prayed and asked for a way out, just a way out. And I couldn't, and I made the joke and I said, I just wanted to go to, you know, cousin so-and-so's house 5 minutes away, and they're taking me to Cabo instead. And now it's the family joke. I couldn't go to her house, but they're sending me to Cabo. So that's called manifestation. I really just wanted to prove to you again how your thoughts and words matter. How all you have to do is ask and leave it. Okay. All right. So let's get to chakras. So we're going to talk more about chakras down the line, but today is like chakras 101, because this is, you know, an amazing an amazing topic to me. So there are colors. So chakras are energy points in your body, and each chakra is associated with a color. And so when you focus on the color, it opens up the chakra. Does that make sense? Okay, so there are seven chakras, and I'll go through them really quick. So there's the root chakra. That is the color red. And that is located like at the base of the spine or your legs. That's about grounding. That's about trust, basic trust. That's the I am. Okay. Then in your sacral area, that is your sacral chakra. And that is the color orange. And that is about sexuality and creativity. That is about I feel. Okay. Then there's the solar plexus. That is the color yellow. And that is about wisdom and power and confidence. And that's the I do. That's the once you have the power to do something, the confidence to do something, it gives you it gives you that push. That's the solar plexus is yellow. Then there's the heart chakra, which believe it or not, is the color green. And of course, that's in your heart area. And that's love and healing. And that's the I love. Coincidentally, Archangel Raphael, who is one of my favorite archangels, he's the color green as well. So whenever I am really working on healing and I'm really working on trying to heal an issue, Archangel Raphael is my guy. And also if you're ill, I had a friend who was pretty ill and we have been working on chakras and she had the color green everywhere and she is doing just great. So it does work. Throat chakra is next, and that is the color blue, and that is the communication, and that is the I talk, and that again is in your throat area. Third eye is, of course, in the middle of your forehead, and that is the color indigo, and that is awareness. That is the I see. And then the crown chakra, which is one of my favorites, that is the color, it's like a purple or violet, and that is spirituality, and that is the I understand. So there, you can also work with crystals, and each crystal has a meaning, and you could take a crystal, and I know it sounds crazy, but you could put it on the top of your head and meditate with it, or put a crystal on your, and we're going to talk about crystals at another time, but crystal on your forehead, and you can help open those chakras. Or you can go to a Reiki practitioner, which I am, and they have they can help you open up those chakras. And so you don't have to be like I do Reiki, but you can do Reiki from afar. Like it doesn't have to be in person. It's really great in person, but we can send it. We can send it to you. We can send the colors to you if that makes sense. So if you're looking for that, you can reach out to me or anybody who does Reiki. We can help you open up those chakras. So as I was developing my gifts and healing, I started working with chakras. I was learning about chakras. And since the two issues at the top of my healing list were speaking my truth and communication, which is the color blue, and wisdom, power, and confidence, which is the color yellow. So it's like speaking your confident to speak your words, right? Yellow and blue. So yellow and blue, 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 and yellow. Blue, my favorite color. My entire life, my favorite color has been blue. Yellow has been my absolute worst favorite color, my least favorite color. I detested the color yellow my entire life. And so we are going to talk about that more when I have my guest on the show. So as I say, I'm going to Cabo for a week. So I'm probably not going to have a show next week. I do apologize, but after that, I'm going to have this guest on the show. So I'm not sure if you have, again, if you're listening to the show and you know me, or if you've read any of my books, you know that my trauma came from when I was a kid, a little girl. My dad abused me. And yeah, not to go into details, because there's no reason for any of that. He abused me in the way a father should never abuse his daughter. So that's all we're going to say. And I think you know what that means. So you can imagine what healing, how much crap that really, laid on me, man. It really messed me up for a long time. And it's not like I was really, I mean, I'm a very strong person. I have a lot of faith. And so it didn't screw me up to the point I wasn't able to function, because to know me, most people didn't, I won't even say most people, 99.9% of my family and friends didn't know it. They, some had an inkling, but nobody knew. It was in the days of, you know, there was no hotlines. There was no one to call. There was no Oprah. It was a very long time ago. But I always prayed a lot. And I always had a lot of angels around me, right? So that's how I opened up my abilities, is because I, even though I was being abused, I reached out to God a lot. And I worked with angels a lot. So I had the strength to get myself to get through it with the help of angels, but I had so much stuff inside me that that had developed because of it. I developed an eating disorder through it because, you know, for one reason or another, it affected me in many ways. But as I say, nobody would know it to know me, but I knew that I had issues. And when I lost my job, it was a great opportunity to go within and figure out what was going on with, you know, inside me, so that I could clear out that crap and I can move on with my life. You know, kind of like we are here today in COVID. It's a great pause for us to heal, you know, and move on, because, you know, there's a great big world out there and we deserve so much. All of us, we each deserve everything that we desire. We deserve everything. And the only thing holding us back from, you know, from getting anything we want, from getting to that place, is our thoughts and our words and those things that we hold inside of us, if that makes any sense. So again, I'm going to talk about the color yellow and why I hated it so much. And I have a guest that will be on my show in a couple of weeks. And when you hear our story, because we have a story, it is life-changing what happened between my guest and myself. So we are going to talk about color, and we're going to talk about energy again. But I want to talk about, I've had some great questions about something really, really cool, spirit guides. So I had a question from a listener about spirit guides. And, you know, how do you know who your spirit guides are? And excuse me, that is a great question. Excuse me. Great question. So when I was little and I was praying so much and I had all this trauma going on in my life, you know, my mother had died. I had a wonderful stepmother, but my mother had died. So I always knew my mother was with me. I saw my mother. I felt her. I could hear her talking to me. I could feel her touching me. I knew my mother was always with me. So for the longest time, I just thought, well, my mom is walking the earth with me, whispering in my ear and giving me all the strength I needed and giving me, you know, the wisdom and go right and don't go left and do that and don't do that, you know. So I thought, well, my mother is, you know, what they call a spirit guide. That must be my mom. She's my angel. Little did I know how many guides I had around me. And that is something that I had to learn, because I knew that I had like other energies with me at certain times. So spirit guides work like I have certain spirit guides with me all the time, but then I have certain spirit guides that come in and out. Like I have, when I write, I have a guide who comes in for that. So I'll sit down to write and I'll call on my spirit guides and I'll say, okay, you know, like Archangel Gabriel, he's one of my guides and he's when I write. But I have so many when I write, they all just come in. They're like specialists, right? So I have probably about 3 or 4 of them that are with me all the time. And then when I'm having an issue with this, whatever it is, I know I know who's coming in. His name is Cameron, and he's a big dude, and his color is green. And I'll stop fretting or crying or whatever when I see Cameron. I'm like, oh, Cameron's here. Like, I know them by color. So you might ask, I know their energy, and I know them by color. So you may ask, how do you know this? Well, it takes time, and it takes meditation, but you just simply ask. So I would ask, when I was in Florida and I was working on, I had a psychic development class, I was working on this, on Meet Your Spirit Guide. So I thought, well, yeah, my mom's my spirit guide. My grandmother's my spirit guide for that. My grandfather is for that. But I have so many others. And it's, I know that we love to think that our parents, our grandparents, and all the ones that we know and love are with us all the time. La, 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 it's wonderful. But you have so much more access to help than you realize. So try not to just, stop there. It's wonderful that our family's with us, but you have so much more. So be open to other help. Again, I have mostly male spirit guides. I have one who's like a little Tinkerbell. She's like my fun side. But the other ones are, maybe it's just because I had crap with my dad that, God sent me male spirit guides to protect me and love me. So I kind of love it. But anyway, there you could reach out to someone like me and we can help you, let you know what we see. Go ahead. And if you would like to set up an appointment with me, I can certainly help you with that. Or anybody like me, it doesn't have to be me. Or you can just do a meditation. I know it sounds crazy, but you can kind of just go on YouTube and type in Meet Your Spirit Guides meditation, and it's a guided meditation, and they will walk you through. So I had, I always knew my mom was around me and my grandparents, but I also knew that I had some connection to a Native American. I thought, well, maybe in a past life, I think I was a Native American. I know I felt that I was. And so I used to always see this Native American male in my mind's eye. I was like, oh my gosh, who is he? Like, is he from a previous life? I was like married to him. So I did a meditation that was Meet Your Spirit Guide. So they guided me through it and they sent me on a journey. And through this journey, I was walking. And that's kind of like, so it was a meditation. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't hypnotized. It was just a meditation. And so I was walking and it was a journey. And from far away, probably, I don't know, a couple of hundred feet was a teepee. If that sounds weird, I don't know. It just was a teepee, like a home. And there was smoke coming from the home. And I was like, oh, I belong there. Why? I want to go in there. Why am I so far from it? I want to be in there. And my guides told, I was guided and they said, keep walking. And it was almost like a museum exhibit. So I kept walking. And then the next scene of the exhibit, I was in an old town and I was behind a wagon. Somebody was looking for me and I was hiding behind a wagon. I don't know. And then I was told to keep walking. And then I turned, again, like a museum exhibit, I walked to the next exhibit and there sitting at a beautiful fire was my spirit guide. And he was about 27 years old. I always say this, very hot. And he was sitting at the fire and to his right was a place for me. And he said, I saved this place for you. I wanted to meet you. Sit down and warm your hands. And I knew him. I was like, I know you. And I sat down and he said, just take a minute and warm your hands. I just wanted to meet you. And I said, oh, I want to stay here with you. I don't want to go. And he said, no, you have to keep going. I just wanted to meet you. And I said, no, please let me stay. And he said, no, you have to keep going. This was just for us to meet. Go ahead. I'm always with you. And it's like, oh my gosh, I've always known him. And then, something else happened. But anyway, when I came out of it, again, I wasn't sleeping, but I opened my eyes and I was crying because I was talking through it. I wish it was recorded. And my teacher who was helping me through it, she said, you met him, didn't you? I said, yes. And I knew him. And he told me his name was Andreas. And it's like, I have always known you. You have always been with me. So Andreas is one of my spirit guides, is with me all the time. So I hope that helps. Again, if you'd like to reach out to me and schedule an appointment with me or anybody, really, you could do this with anybody who you choose, or go ahead and type it in on YouTube. And if your spirit guide, you know, it's like they show themselves to you when they're ready. So don't be discouraged if you do a meditation and you don't meet them. It will happen when it's ready. And like I say, sometimes they come to you when you need them. Mine don't come all the time. I don't call on them and say, well, sometimes I will. I'll be like, where are you? And then they'll come. Or sometimes they let you do it on your own. So it's never a sure thing, but be open for it. They are wonderful, energies to have with you and to help you remember that you are not alone through this journey. None of us are ever alone. That's why I always say it. You are never alone. You are always guided. You are so protected and so loved. I hope that helps today. So again, I am off to Cabo because, you know, I just had to manifest this trip, which I'm still in. I hate to say disbelief. So I don't say disbelief because I'm a believer. So I say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm still in shock. And I am packing as we speak. And again, when I come back, I'm going to have a guest on the show, which I think this story will really inspire you to look for messages and angels everywhere. Because let me tell you something, they're always around you. There's always, God puts angels in our lives for a purpose. And all we have to do is be open and say thank you. So my friends, it is time for us to say goodbye today. I am so grateful for your support. And again, if you'd like to set up an appointment with me, go ahead and email me at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com. If you have questions for me, something you'd like me to address on the show, I am excited to, you know, touch on anything you need. So I am very grateful. And I really, really appreciate your support. And most importantly, keep those beautiful lights shining brightly. Lights up.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on her show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.